Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
We're going to receive God's servant, Pastor Godswill Oyor. Put your hands together. And keep celebrating until it's here. Keep celebrating. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We celebrate God's servant, my brother. Thank you so much. And celebrate yourself for making it down here tonight. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? As such, the short time I walked in, I've already been charged. If we're doing 5 chapters before, you move to 10 chapters. If we're doing 10 before, you move to 15. I remember a story that happened while in Ibadan. While in Ibadan, my twin gave an instruction to some of the young folks. He said, in 1 week, finish. Can you do the destruction? In 1 week, finish New Testament. And some of the leaders did not follow through with the instruction. And then when the next week came, they said, who are those that did not do what I said last week? Some of them raised their hands. Then they told them, you will finish it twice this week. So one of the leaders decided to challenge herself and said, from that instruction pastor just gave, I will not eat until I finish my Bible at least once. As she left church, by morning of Monday, she had already finished New Testament. So she felt, let me finish it the second time. And so by Tuesday evening, she was done by the second time. What she remembered was that she had lost consciousness, slept off, if you will, and woke up with water all around her. She was wondering, what's going on? Why is my bed wet? Only to realize that they've been pouring water from outside because people were seeing fire engulf the house. And you hear what I'm saying? The father came back home, wanted to enter his own house, and the power of God from the knob threw him. In fact, they had to pray for him to gather himself. She had encounters, you know, all those ones are obvious. Are you understanding me? But to imagine that your environment also got the registration. Are you understanding me? This is a very important emphasis. And so I'm glad that I walked into it, and I think I just want to build from here. Yeah. Please have your seat in God's presence. And again, please celebrate my dear brother and the beautiful wife for an awesome, awesome, awesome walk. I should tender my apologies at this point. I was supposed to be here on, is it 6th or 4th? You know, but there was an issue with our movement and a slight challenge. Our God has come true. And so we would most likely have an elongated session today. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Hebrews chapter 4.
Blessed art thou, son of David. Ah, blessed art thou, root of Jesse.
Let's raise that sound.
Blessed art thou, son of David. Ah, blessed art thou,
Blessed Adam,
blessed Adam, son of David.
Blessed Adam. Blessed Adam. You give me God's Adam. Blessed Adam. Blessed, 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 blessed. Ooh, you are eminently. I can go on and on. No. All my words are not enough. My vocabulary. My words are not enough. It will fail. My words are not enough. Enough, my vocabulary will fail me, but my words are not enough. My vocabulary will fail me. Permit me to cry, Ibao. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's read together from verse 9. Nine to 12. So let's start reading. One, two, go. The word of God is sweet. soul. Hallelujah. We know this verse, very popular. But now we see that what precedes the emphasis on the word of God is that the apostle is encouraging us to labor so that we enter into, echo it well. That means that there's no rest for the lazy man. Then he goes on to now begin to tell us the type of labor that we should labor in. Are you following? Are you understanding me? When somebody's talking and then now says, for the word of God, what does that tell you? This is the only place you can find rest for your soul. And as I'm talking about it right now, I can begin to, my heart is already beginning to journey into some of the noise that some of us experience that counters the express word of God to you, either via prophecy, you know, the man of God says something to you by the Spirit, but you're noticing noise in your soul, arguments, strongholds in your soul that is trying to drown the efficacy. Are you following what I'm saying? The word of God, the Logos, has capacity to retrain your soul, your mind, and make it a fertile ground so that small thing where God serve and talk, you will find yourself profit with it so much, other members of the same assembly will be wondering, are you sure it's that same utterance that made your life to look like this? And now that I say this, I think I would like to take us to one of a very interesting text that I stumbled on recently, 2 Kings chapter 6. Progression. We'll be cruising with the sound as we're journeying. Wow, wow. Tete wow, tete wow. Just in case you're wondering, why are we singing wow? Is it not here in the room already? Is it not in our hearts? Are you following? You and I know, all throughout scripture, there were times when they will raise their voice in prayer, and Bible will say, and the building where they were shaking, and suddenly they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The question is, which Holy Ghost? Are they filling them up again? Was their tank empty? Maybe you can say that. When we sing wow, we are saying, come your power, come your strength. Be tangible. Be dramatic, if you will. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Let us not be able to be negotiating whether it came or not. Are you understanding me? So, I've answered the arguments. Are you ready? Wow, wow. Tete wow, tete wow. Wow, 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 wow. Agakakando, abilelo lele janka. Eveno oseminje de olule dira. Afente rudane keve mene jalo. Ayana o asano eke. aya hasebendo ega angelo mea ala carry me run, carry me fly, bring me fall, bring me sally, carry me run, carry me fly, bring me fall, bring me sally, sally, carry me run, carry me fly, bring me fall, bring me sally. Carry me run, oh, carry me fly, bring me fo, bring me sally, wow, wow. One more time, wow, 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 wow. Hallelujah. Let's go all the way to verse 24. Are you ready? Together, echo it. One, two, go. Let's not run too far so that we can be going together. Something happened in this text. But before we jump into it, a couple of verses before it, God's servant, Elisha, was being harassed by an army called the Aramean army, the army of Syria. They wanted to pick him up. Who remembers why they wanted to pick him up? Somebody in the courts of the king, you know, told the king that there's one man that is always choo-choo-choo. Anything we discuss here, even this one where they talk now, you don't get update already. So don't be shocked. Anywhere you turn, you know, the king of Israel will always be one step ahead, three steps ahead. He is the strategy. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And the Holy Ghost is our advantage. Come on, celebrate the Holy Ghost. So they said, okay, let's checkmate the weapon. Let's checkmate the secret code. And that's how the enemy likes to fight. It x-rays you and sees what is that thing that is the reason why she's still flying. What is that secret that is the reason why she's still running? Is it the assembly of the saints, the local assembly? Maybe anytime she walks in here, it doesn't matter how much ground they think they've covered in uninstalling the mercies, the blessings, the wisdom, or whatever, drowning the seed of God's word. Once you enter PTCC, restoration happens, reboot happens, revitalization happens. Suddenly she's refired again. Suddenly she's evangelizing again. Suddenly she's spending hours. Someone sent me a message this morning, 10 a.m. I was checking on my daughter, and she said, I came into the meeting depressed on Sunday, but as I got home, I don't even understand. But for the last 3 hours, I've been reading my Bible, and that's not happened to me in a long time. I didn't teach about the word of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's what happens when you come into the local assembly. So the enemy will try to structure anything that is like a weapon of restoration in the Holy Ghost's hand. He will try to structure it out or structure you out. Are you following? Are you understanding me? The sun is hand when it begins to move. That ugly hand in your life. Godly relationships in your life. Anyway, let's read the text. So that man
the king of the Arameans, that's Ben-Hadad, has already tried to kidnap and kill Elisha before. And remember the story? The servant was afraid, panicked, and he said, relax. Those that are with us are more than them that are with them. We're not even discussing them. If you like, the 1 million. Elisha was not bothered about their number. He was bothered about, if you want to say he was bothered, he was checking those that with them. So he said, Lord Jesus, open the eyes of this man. Do you notice that rest came as sight and light was restored? Certain things, if you only just knew what's following you, if you only just understood how vested God is in your life, you will calm down. It doesn't matter how raging the storm is, you'll be quiet, laughing. Say, you and who? I've had some very interesting storms in my life, and I remember some quiet words. I say, make a decision. Maybe now so you they take play with your investment. Because I know how much was invested. I'm telling you, Pastor, you understand what I'm talking about. No, as the night was getting darker, I was still laughing. That I'm very curious. This is the first time that a businessman, are you following what I'm saying? I know God is a businessman. This is the first time, shock me, that you poured in so much investment. All the hands that have been laid, words that have been spoken, you will now watch this one come and rot in the backside of the wilderness. That's not his style. Even when I didn't have an express word, I understood his nature. Never know they play with the investment. You know, see the parable of the talents. He said, Oga, since you knew that I'm an unrighteous that reaps where I know so, should be for carry and go give bank. He didn't even want time to say, I'm sorry for how you feel. His vexation was, it's okay that you feel that way. My anger is that you could have given bankers. I will see like 0.2. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Very big on his investments. Tell your neighbor, I'm an investment of God. Say there's treasure here. I might be earthen vessel, but there's treasure here. Do you believe it?
Yes.
All right. So if they can be securing Elisha like that, how much more the new covenant? Are you understanding what I'm saying? All right. So that's the backstory. And now they've changed their strategy. So what you are reading in verse 24 is that the king now said, okay, since you baptized my whole army with blindness, embarrassed us nationally, we will not take that approach again. Rather, we will besiege you roundabout. And what does that mean? I will cut off your water supply. And of course, you know that the word of God is likened to... Are you following? Remember, it's a scripture. Give us a scripture that highlights what I just said now. Come on, come on. Well, there's a text that says that even though it be cut down, it should be cut down. At the scent of water, it shall be. But who knows the scripture about the fact that you are being cleansed by the washing of... Are you following what I'm saying? There are many instances, many scriptures to highlight that. So it cuts off your water supply, even your food supply. There's no argument that water, that the word of God is food for us. Yes or no? Yes or no? As newborn babes, do what? That you might grow thereby. Paul at some point now began to say, I would like to move on to bone, to strong meat. But anytime I come for your assembly and I hear the thing you people are talking about and the fights people are having, I'm worried that I'm about to waste my energy if I enter strong meat. I feel like carrying it to dimensions and talk about potters and talk about Moses and what Elisha, but you would ask the... Are you understanding? And then trade supply. When there's a siege, they cut off trade. So other nations, other folks that could have helped, you cut them off. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The moment you can tackle water, food, and networking, what does networking mean for us in today's parlance? Networking is networking. Fellowship with one another. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They did that to these guys, and what was the result? In Seoul, that's Donkey Head, was costing an average of $350. That's about 550,000 naira today. And in that time, donkey is an unclean animal. So if hardship has pushed them to the point where they are okay eating an unclean animal, but even to eat the unclean animal, it's not available if you don't have 550,000. Are you understanding what I'm saying? As we are reading, you will see how bad it was. So you understand what it means for you have to have a siege on your life. You might not realize it yet, but if there's an attack on your world life, there's a siege on your life. Let's read. Let's not jump the gun. Next verse. Together, one, two, go. Come on, louder. One, two, go. So he's basically saying here, whether it's food or whether it's drink, wine, there's nothing available. Like, where do you want me to get help from? You know the problem that... Are you understanding what I'm saying? Already, if you see a king strolling on the fence of his city, what does that tell you? A girl's hunger will reach you. They will take a stroll. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When random people can begin to talk to you and say, Oga, now you see with it, what does that tell you? There's hunger in the palace. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. Next verse. Together, one, two, go. You see what they read? Did we read the same thing? So mothers that are very fearsome about their children, you know, they play with their pikin. They now sat down on a board meeting to discuss how to eat, whose own they will eat today, and the one that they will eat tomorrow. Guys, believe you me when I say this, pressure can mess you up. It has that capacity. Please be compassionate for anyone that you see that is currently in a pressure situation. I'm saying give allowance. Pressure is not a good thing. But it can also be a beautiful thing, because the Holy Ghost does his workings and his fashioning by orchestrating certain pressure moments. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sometimes to reveal some of the things that are in you that needs to be x-rayed and checkmated. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Things you must do away with. But I'm saying the enemy has, he knows that if he can choke you and put you at a corner, you can begin to eat your future. And that's what these guys are. When you are eating your son, who is going to take care of you when you are old? Let's assume you survive. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm showing you that you can start eating your future when you are not in the world. Tie it back. As I'm talking, just see that everything you are reading here is a symptom of worldlessness. How did it start? A siege. And it's not the one, no. It's not the one that the enemy surrounded that you start knowing that there's a problem. It's not day two. There's still food in the fridge. It's not even week one. Over time, when you stand shoulder to shoulder with men who you got saved at the same time, it will be obvious that you have not been doing your own work. Some, when you start talking, they can tell, Kai, this is a lazy man in the world. Someone you start talking, they can tell. Ah, I say this carefully. Ah, the Holy Ghost has departed. What they are trying to explain is that when you raise a sound, or when you minister, when you do what you do as ministry expression, the signature of the presence is no more there. Men can tell when a man that was moving things before is no more moving things. He's just moving mouth now. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's an embarrassing sight. And it's not something that is not, you don't want to be caught in that space. A former carrier of the glory. A former glory bringer. It's not a nice title. Are you following me? Next verse, please. So we bowed my God. It's a pitiable sight. Let's read. So we bowed my son. And we ate him and said unto her on the next day, oh yeah, bring your own son that we may eat him. And she said, I'm not hearing you again, no. Women, let's hear your voice. Men. Just women. Now read, want to go?
And did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son. Next verse.
And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, shouted, and he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. That's an interesting text. I learned many things from this text. Number one, feedback is very important. Scripture tells us, assess yourself whether you still be in the faith. I think it's Message version that says, and if you check and you notice that you are having power failure, your assessment is looking minus 20, he said, do something about it. I like the way he did not even try to, he just said, rectify the matter. Encouraging us that assessment, some folks are very afraid to do medical tests because you're afraid of what you will hear. But your body is telling you, wala, wala, wala. What's the worst case scenario? At least you now know what to pray about. Are you following what I'm saying? Some of you don't want your faith to, God, just heal me, whatever this problem is. What if the affliction has a name and must be addressed by the name? Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are cases like that. You demon of, you mention the name, then the demon says, ah, they don't catch me. The basic way is through assessment and test. Some will be there and they don't manifest with any single symptom that medicine can track. Are you understanding me? There's that. The second lesson I see here is that it's on the basis of data, feedback, that you can begin to know the things you need to address. Data has a way of informing your anger. It has a way of fueling your restlessness. And quite honestly, nothing is going to change in your life until you get restless. Sometimes it's just, I remember my own story. You must have heard Pastor Law share these things about how that grandfather, many years ago, made a vow, you know, with one, who has heard the story before? I shared it a couple of times. Many of you have not heard the story? Who wants to hear the gist? Wow. Believe you me, I too come from a family of heritage where they didn't know better. And so in trying to simplify their warfare, grandma had 8 miscarriages. If you know what one miscarriage is, you will know how traumatizing it is for a woman to go through 8. It's not a nice thing. So in the whole village, they were already singing about her. That one, that her womb is like basket. She had that name. Are you understand what I'm saying? Women, you understand what I'm saying? So you get as life go push you. When they now tell you, this matter can be resolved. It's just that you will submit your wealth
and then we'll give children. Are you understanding me? That was the offer. She said, what is wealth to me without... So she said, collect. It was fast forward down the line towards the 80s, 90s, 80s or 70s, late 70s, 1979. Whole family gathered to raise 30 naira. Because my dad was going to travel to Ibadan for NYC or something. 30 naira. Who knows 30 naira? We did convention in the family compound to raise 30 naira. All this story I'm sharing, I didn't know about it until something happened that made me start asking questions, and I mounted pressure. The moment I asked the question, not marathon, did not extra thing, just something, a feedback, triggered me. And I said, this is not normal. This is not normal. What's going on? How many sentences did I just use? How many sentences did I use? 3. That night, one of my cousins had a vision. And everything that happened in that 1940-something, he saw the whole film. Somebody had to see it because nobody alive was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to address something. What are you addressing when you don't even know? Are you understanding what I'm saying? With just the point of finger, every power, or every noise. Certain things that border on legality, you will approach the court of heaven and do the needful. You don't bully your way. You will repent. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's not the focus. It's not. So I'm saying that there are things that will trigger. You will see it as we go. That trigger feedback, that trigger results, that trigger something will just change. Anything you do to arrive at that type of knowledge and feedback is not a waste of time and investment. It's not. We travel to the village, gather the whole family together, as we know that our father would have done if he was aware. Are you following? So you can be seeing symptoms, but if maybe when you never reach, so you just be going through life. I saw something that I said, lie, this is not normal. Shouted, what is this? That night. Almost like the angel had been waiting for, these people should ask questions now. And the moment has come now. Hey friend, how can you be at the point of delivery? And you are doing shakara. At the point of delivery, the window has opened. Hey friend. Hallelujah. Next verse. Okay, no, let's stay there. Something interests me about this man. And I don't want us to be like this. They said they looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh, as though he was covering his sackcloth with his royal robe. The question is, choose one. Are you happy or are you sad? Is this the time for steez and swagger? Are you feeling what I'm saying? This is not the time to be, they have to be checking. It's sad though. We just saw sackcloth under. No, it's supposed to be obvious. It never reached here. Don't be that kind of person. When Bland Bartimaeus shouted, and they were telling him, calm down, reduce your voice. It didn't come for people like you. He took their comments, distilled it in a laboratory, removed the H2O, removed all the essential. Are you following what I'm saying? Converted it to fuel. The next time he raised his voice, he knew, no. Jesus! Jesus had to calm down. We don't know if Jesus planned to sort him out. Are you following? Because we know that it's as he sees the Father do so. Come on now. Is that not the law? As I see the Father do so. If it's as I see the Father do so, I do. Was there no plan to sort out that man? And I'm asking you, if the man didn't raise his voice, will he have been sorted? That's an interesting twist, though. Which means that there are certain things that are within the permissive. God wants to run the package. But now the man must decide that it is now This is window. I be not be window. This is window. Is that not the man we've been hearing about? Ah, this is my window. And he sees the moment.
There's a heart posture to have every single time you come before the presence of God. Every single time words are decreed from this platform, there's a heart posture to have. The owner of that prophetic word is the one that we steward it, that we receive it with joy and excitement. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Next verse, 31. Shout it, 1, 2, go. Some people descend into this level of stupidity where you are blaming your pastor for things that went wrong in your life. You and I know, as touching your life and your destiny, you are the one that should take responsibility, yes or no? How did you descend to the point where that thing that's happening to you, you now say, maybe because the covering angel of God's servant was busy. If to say, are you understand what I'm saying? Don't be that person that's constantly looking to pass the blame. You are the king. Are you not a king? What does the Bible call you? What does the Bible call you?
We are kings and priests. So you are like this, as touching your own dominion, your sphere, your family. You are the one that should be wielding the rod of priesthood in that family and determining what enters into the gate and what stays out. Are you understanding me? You are the one increasing the volume. You should be the one setting the pace. October, November, December last year, all that I was saying was, I am the power of my father's house. When I say a thing, it is law. If I talk on any matter, it's established. Then I added one extra line that you might not call new creation. I say, if anyone goes against that sentence, their life will go for it. I said, this is the law over my family. I said it every day. On the 12th of December, one of my small cousins or niece, she's a niece, the daughter of your cousin is your, what do you call that one? Came to me, young lady, 13 years old. He said, brother, I want to tell you something. I said, what's going on? He said, I had a vision. I've not told my mommy and my daddy. He said, talk to me. What did you see? In their family, now, they get eyes. See her dimension. In fact, the lady I'm talking about who had that vision when I mounted her pressure, she's related to, I guess what I'm saying, like in their own. He said, I saw you. You were in the family compound. And then an idol with horns was arguing with you and saying, how old are you that you are dragging the rod of priesthood of your family? This is how I was looking at her mouth as she was talking. I've been an Nollywood, this one they do for me. You know, you can be confessing something, but it has not dawned on you that they are registering it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Then you're now getting the feedback, and the feedback is shocking you, as though you know ask for one. So I remember coming out of the car, I was saying, Holy Ghost, I suspend all form of error. Because you cannot come and use my head to turn. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I said, are you serious? With a straight face. He said, yes. He even laughed. He now said, where's the rod? I said, see movie. He said, and the rod came out of the ground where it was buried and entered your hand. I said, wow. I said, what's it going to happen? He said, you sat on a throne and I saw your father doing like this. And there were many crowns. I'm going somewhere. As she said, I saw your dad doing like this, I remembered that 2 days before she was sharing, I had a vision where I judged by the Holy Ghost. I judged a serpentine operation in the extended, the snakes, they withered and fell on the floor. As I was leaving, I saw my father doing like this. As she said it, tears started. I was like, oh my God, she's not lying. I guess what I'm saying? I think She needed to say that thing. If not, I won't agree. Not that I've not prayed for it, too, but I'm saying I will suspect maybe she heard somehow that this man has been emphasizing this thing. Confirmation that it was not a lie. And Mama, let me say, thank you. I used to see you in my visions. You will just show up. When they're trying to harass me, you will turn into three. You will defend me. Another one will be fighting. The other one will just be standing, waiting for who won't collect. I'm telling you, last week, she still told me again. She said, thank you. Because I highlighted something about, you know, she now said, thank you. That thing has not stopped. That many times I've seen you. That thing blessed me. You know, there are feedback that will bless you. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm encouraging you, please always give God's servant feedback. When decrees are issued and they're sporadic, don't just say, Kai, my man of God is anointed. Tell him. God's servant, don't you want to hear feedback? He gets as they do you. I'm telling you, because it will even amplify. Yes, when he's talking from conscious, he's already conscious. But I'm saying, every single feedback is deepening the consciousness, making it impossible for him to ever imagine that what he's saying now will not happen. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you making a commitment to always do that?
Yes, sir.
24 hours after you see it, make sure you have composed that message. Are you following what I'm saying? As detailed as possible, as the drama played out, and you forward it, you will notice greater. Hallelujah. Even when you are sharing testimony, very important. The people are inspired to understand that there's authority here, that there's safety here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Hallelujah. All right. So, this man was making a mistake to be wrongly allocating blame to the person who can change it for you positively. If you cut his head, if you succeed and finish cutting his head, you dragged him on Twitter, dragged him on Instagram, and finally, God's servant is now stepping away from platform because he just wants to recuperate. Who do you think is at loss? I'm asking you a question. Who do you honestly think is at loss? So pressure was about to have a ripple effect on God's servants, the man who can change it for the whole territory. Let's rush through. We don't have time. Next verse. Next verse. Alright. So, we're about to read this now. The backstory is that he sent his servant, and then Elisha knew that somebody was coming. I don't know. So, I don't want us to dwell too much on that. Let's read together. One, two, go. Shout that in again. Shout that in again. Now, wait till we define sins. Anything you do to arrive at hear ye the word of the Lord was not a waste of investment. It might have taken 1 month. Are you following? It might have taken 17 vigils. For you, it might have just taken, you just raise your voice and worship. And hear ye the word of the Lord moment opened up. I'm saying everything you do and you need to do to arrive at this kind of moment in your life is a right allocation of time, money, and investment. What is interesting to me is that this man has always had the words of God in his mouth. Why did people have to start boiling their children before you reach out to the word of God? Why did you have to lose? Look at Peter. Toiled all night. Caught nothing. Then do you notice his expression? But at thy word. And so why didn't you just wait? Why didn't you rest with your wife? Since you know that it's in the morning that you are going to finally. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's waste of energy if you're not doing by the word. If you're not following instructions, if that thing is not spirit-led. When we're discussing rest, we're not saying rest into laziness. We are saying everything you do is so strategically led that people will be asking you, do you work at all? Because you're actually working, but it's so amplified. Did he not cast his net or not? I'm asking you. Did Peter cast his net or not? But that feedback that he got, is that a normal feedback? That's what rest is. You will labor. But the Holy Ghost will orchestrate ridiculous results. That when you check all your peers and your counterparts, all you can say is that I've entered into rest. Yes. And on certain matters, you know that there are many ministers with their certain specialized graces. I know from my father, deliverance was one major thing he had entered into rest on. Mad people, they would come from Edo, different places. They'll get to Ibadan, they'll be fighting with the billboard. Market women will come and say, he'll be like, say, this one won't go, God will do it. They'll carry the mad person as he enters church. My father didn't used to pray for them. He said, cut his hair, wash him, and give him his room. Find a Bible for him. As he's talking that thing, they know born the spirit. Why? The man that was talking was once mad. You will hear voices, cut yourself, tie a towel, walk on the road. When God delivered him, he didn't just deliver him, he gave him a rod. He said, go and comfort all the rest that we also walk in the same shoes. Are you understanding me? Your crisis is orchestrating a rest for you. That storm is only is setting you up for rest. If you will permit it to. Pressure is not the end of you. Something is coming. Something is coming. Let's read together. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Next. Thus says the Lord. Shout it. Something is interesting about this prophecy that has just been declared. Emoji. Is there another session? Check it out. Hallelujah. So, if I understand clearly, we need to allow some people to quickly head back to their long distances. And so we'll just round off this session now. We'll continue once the next session starts. Hallelujah. I'm sure you understand the arrangement already. So let's be upstanding and let's release some instructions to the angels.
Wow. Emi mi mo.
Hey. The lady with that thing, we're doing the dan dan ta dan 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 dan.
Wow, emi mi dan.
Yemo salilela. It's about to get down to our yellow episode. I got it. Are you ready? He carried me run. He carried me run. He carried me fly. Open me full. Open me sale. He carried me run. He carried me fly. Open me full. Baby.
sorry. He got me run, run, run. He got me fly, fly, fly. Pay me four, four, four. He me sorry, sorry. He got me run, run, run. Got me fly, fly, fly. Pay me four. Pay me sorry. Why? In the name of Jesus, in 24 hours, by this time tomorrow, such as is available in the economy of grace, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we have mount pressure on this text of God's servant prophet Elisha, that same spirit of prophecy right now in every family, in every situation under the sound of my voice, in every noise, in every storm, every chaos, every embarrassment, every delay, whatever it is that has defied prayers, that has seemed to defy long stretch waitings, in 24 hours. Come on, shout it. In 24 hours. Shout it again. In 24 hours. This time on your loudest voice. Shut your eyes. See the issue. Look at it. And then begin to see the calls that will start coming from home and abroad. Can you see it? Now shout it again. Every storm, every matter, every issue under the sound of my voice, release judgment now! Every pain, every crisis, every weakness, everything that is not exalting the name of Christ in your body, in your business, in your family, in your academics, in 24 hours, Satan, pack your load and get out! And I say over you, it's now a season of glory. Shout hallelujah!
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.